It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut Four. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I'm joined, as always, by my good friend and coworker, Gemma Kaneko. Gemma.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I'm hanging in there, but I'm actually really excited because we're taping this on a Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday, which is National Jersey Day. How exciting is that?
It's pretty exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
I have my feelings about jerseys, but still, I'm excited.
Whatever. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense. We have a whole day that we're going to celebrate
jerseys. Yeah, today for this day and National Jersey Day.
We figured that we would take this opportunity to really do a jersey-centric focused, a jersey-centric podcast. We're going to talk about some of our favorite jerseys. We're going to talk about some good throwback jerseys and what maybe we hope to see in the future of jerseys. But the problem is that I know I personally don't consider myself a jersey expert.
And I certainly do not. No.
Right. So what we needed to do is we needed to bring in somebody who does have that level of expertise, who really does know what they're talking about. Unfortunately, we don't have such a person on our staff, so we've had to reach beyond our borders and bring in a Cut Four writer emeritus, Dan Wall. Dan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm ecstatic to be here talking about one of the greatest passions of my life, which is sports jerseys and baseball jerseys in particular.
Now, did you always have that passion, or did you sort of realize later on in life that you were this passionate about clothing?
Well, to be honest, I think it did start pretty much as early as I can remember. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to have very, very serious thoughts about whether various EA Sports video games of the late 90s included the ability to choose alternate jerseys or not. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty checkered landscape back then as far as whether they did or not. Luckily now, you know, it's pretty good as far as that goes. Sports jerseys are, I mean, I can't really explain why. I'm not really a big, you know, collector of them or anything like that.
You just admire them.
Yeah, it's just a really interesting kind of facet of design.
Well, you don't have to be an art collector to appreciate the beauty of the Mona Lisa.
Certainly not. Well said.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that. I'm really happy that you're here because we really wanted to sort of do this jersey-centric thing. And I know you and I in the past have had many spirited discussions about these kinds of things. So
yes.
I feel like this is the perfect time to really put our feelings out in the open about these.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize that National Jersey Day was an actual day. I mean, who is the regulatory body that declares such things?
Well, that would be us.
Great. That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
Yeah.
Now I know it's for real.
But no, there is going to be a whole thing that across the stadiums, and we're actually doing a couple posts about it as well. There's technically two National Jersey Days. One is tomorrow and one is next Friday.
Huh.
So that every home team is going
to be able to have their jersey day.
Having National Jersey Day at the ballpark.
Great.
So we're excited for it. So let's start with that very first, very simple question of what your favorite jersey is. And Dan, since you so humbly decided to come here to New York to join us on the podcast this week, from your home out in the Bay
for
Area.
No other reason, just
no,
to come
no
here.
Other reason.
No,
you
called and I was on a plane the next
jerseys.
Day.
Yeah, well, we were able to send you the private Cut Four jet to come out.
Yes, I appreciate that.
You're right. It's a blimp. I'm sorry. It's a Zeppelin. Forgot about that. And we sold the plane.
So we could get the Zeppelin. The Zeppelin is way more.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry about your accommodations, but
no,
you're now here, which is good.
Yep.
You've Zeppelined your way over here
yep.
to answer this very important question, which is what is your favorite current uniform set in Major League Baseball?
I feel very confident in saying my favorite current uniform set in MLB is that of the Oakland Athletics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they have the perfect combination of really cool retro styling in terms of their word mark, which is kind of a old English Gothic type mm-hmm. thing, and having really unique, distinctive colors. And when I say unique, I mean it in the literal sense of unique, in that there is definitely no other team that has what they have. And I have to say that it's something that greatly disappoints me that there is a solitary MLB team, a singular team, that uses green as their main color.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty unfortunate, because I think green is great. Green and yellow together work beautifully. And although the A's have been going with that color scheme since the early 60s, it still comes across today as almost futuristic. I mean, it's really cutting edge compared to the fact that almost every other team uses some variation of black, blue, or red. Mm-hmm. So I've admired their uniforms for a really long time, and I just think they're fantastic.
It's funny you say that you think they look futuristic, because they always kind of look retro to me. I don't know if that's just because they just sort of always are like that, and you sort of perceive colors differently per person, and so to me it feels very like, that's what I like about it, is that it's kind of like throwback to me.
You mean the color specifically?
The green and yellow colors.
Well, I guess to me what it is that makes it look so distinct and maybe retro is that not a lot of other teams use a solid, bold color like that ever. And when you think about that, you think of like, you know, maybe an older Rockies jersey, like a solid block purple, you know, and every other team chooses colors only as a highlight and not as a building block, but the A's use it as a building block.
Yeah, which I think is what you love so much about it, right?
And that's kind of a classic look, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I know that later we're going to talk about retro jerseys, uh-huh. and I think you're right that that's almost, it's been diminished.
Yes.
Compared to the past, which is something that, just from my own personal taste, you know, I'm not really a big fan of. But I know what you're saying, Dakota. Like, it's simultaneously retro and forward-thinking. And that's specifically what I love about it. Because I don't, you know, I'm not someone who's going to say I only like, you know, futuristic, modernist-type design. Or I only like, you know, really old, classic. You know, I think it's so fun when something is kind of, like, both at once. And to me, that's what their uniforms really say.
I'm glad to hear you're not so restrictive in your art tastes.
No.
It's good to hear you're very inclusive of all genres of art.
Yes, very tolerant.
Yeah.
Very open-minded.
That's a good way to be when it comes to this stuff.
Thank you. Now, what would you say?
I have changed many times over the years because my tastes are like the wind.
People keep unveiling new home alternates and stuff, so it's not like there hasn't been something to keep you busy.
Yes, although when I reveal my favorite one, that will seem that way too.
I feel like it's the one that's never changed ever.
But they change a lot. I change my mind a lot. You can say I'm a flip-flopper about it. But I think what I've settled on, at least in a while, I haven't changed, is the Cubs. I love the Cubs home uniforms. I am a big fan of red, white, and blue. I know, Dan, you find that to be maybe commonplace.
Yes,
but
I do.
As an American, I enjoy that. And I like the way that they use it as well. I really love the logo. I love the C. I love the pinstripes on it. I really like the way it looks. And to me, it always kind of reminds me of that, like, the red, white, and blue British sort of the emblem that would be on the planes when they flew in, like, World War II. And
but
Ben
I thought
Sherman
you just said
logo.
this was an American-based
argument. Well, see, it's also our allies, England.
Yes. So what you're the saying is you wish we were still a colony.
Yeah, well, don't put words in my mouth, Gemma. Thank you very much. The Revolutionary War. But no, that is why I like it, though, is that I just think that those colors play well together. I think there's a reason why they're so prevalent in a lot of design. It, you know, in the MLB logo, it's red, white, and blue. And I like... It's such a good use of colors that work together, and I think the logo itself particularly is really appealing, and I like the timelessness of it. I like the timelessness of the jersey. I think it fits well in Wrigley Field, which is a timeless ballpark. Even though it's being updated now, it's still Wrigley Field, and it still has that same historic feel to it. And that's what I like about the jerseys, is that they've changed over the years, but it still feels, when you look at the Cubs, like you're looking at the Cubs. And there are subtle tweaks here and there, but it's never, like, overwhelmingly different. But it still works. That's my feeling about it. I don't know. Maybe I'm a traditionalist, unlike Dan. I'm set in my ways, and I don't appreciate all the arts.
You only appreciate one art.
I only appreciate one art. Theater.
And you've never been able to engage with anything outside of that.
No, never. That's it. Gemma and I are both theater majors.
Yes. We talk about it all the time on this podcast.
This is pretty much all we talk about.
Yes.
We are, in fact, voted the best sports podcast hosted by two theater majors.
Wow.
By the awards that I just invented.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you. Wow. We're really proud. Mm-hmm.
But Gemma,
Speaking of awards, what would you? What jersey set would you award?
In our fake awards ceremony that we just made up. Oh, I didn't realize we were picking entire jersey sets because that probably would have changed.
Well, it could be like a specific.
But my favorite thing right now, because this changes a lot, is I really like the new Mariners home alternates, the white ones with the blue and the gold trim on them, because I always get kind of nervous when teams release new alternates, because I think that they sometimes aren't very distinguishable from what you've seen before, but I thought these really worked and really popped and made the logo look brilliant and lovely. And it's a use of a highlight color, the gold, that you don't see very much, except for with the A's, in a way. And the new blue is really bright and bold, and I think that there should be more bright and bold colors in general in MLB.
So, I always like that, too, with them.
I find it really interesting, the genesis of that uniform, given that they basically chose to utilize a color scheme from the sort of founding of the franchise, from the late 70s to late 80s. And I think it's interesting how much nostalgia I've heard about for that particular set, if only because the Mariners in that time period were probably the most moribund franchise that there was at that time. When they got Ken Griffey Jr. and they changed their current set and their current color scheme of navy blue and teal, which I appreciate just for the teal usage, you know, it almost transformed the franchise overnight. I mean, I think most Mariners fans would say that, you know, that kind of mid-90s time when they had Griffey and Randy Johnson and Alex Rodriguez was like the pinnacle of the franchise. And I think that's one reason they haven't gone away from their current set, which at this point almost looks like a little 90s-ish, you know?
Yeah.
So I just find it's interesting to me that there is nostalgia for that time period, I guess. But I guess that, you know, as we've discussed very much, Dakota, there is this principle that we have identified called Erig, or everything retro is good, which I really think applies when it comes to most people's views of uniforms. That it really doesn't matter what the uniforms were associated with. It really doesn't matter, frankly, you know, whether the design was good or not. People just love anything retro, it seems.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think a lot of that has to do with the memories associated with it, too. I think that, you know, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we had the Charlotte Hornets was our basketball team for a long time. They left town. The Bobcats moved to town. They were never quite as beloved. And then when they became the Hornets, everybody sort of was like, oh my gosh, the Hornets are back. And we all wanted teal and purple and all that kind of stuff. The Hornets, when I was a kid, were not actually that great. They like made the playoffs a handful of times, and that was it. But the reason we all have such fond memories of it is because, you know, I was a kid and I got to watch basketball, and I was a kid and I got to watch, you know, these jerseys. And so now when I see them, it makes me think of that time, and it's a positive. So I think to me, it's like, it's not so much even that the quality of the team or whatever, none of that actually matters so much as, like, it makes you think about the people you watched it with and the memories you have with it. Or even now, it, like, if you weren't around in the 70s, like, you can still see that and still sort of connect with that idea of it and connect with the imagery of it that you see. That's my feeling on it, is that it's more about that warmth of nostalgia that you feel than even necessarily any specific memory tied to it.
Right. So presumably for fans of the Mariners, there it could be not necessarily related to the performance on the field.
Right.
It's about the fact that an expansion team was created in 1977, and that's kind of the excitement of that.
That's
is something
the
people
beginning.
Wanna...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I personally think they look really cool. I agree with you, Gemma. I think they're like a really cool uniform set. That's just my gut on it. My gut on Erig and nostalgia. So I'm glad we all got to share. But this is the perfect way to move into the next section of this, which is what our favorite retro uniforms are. And obviously the Mariners would be up there because, you know, they have an inspiration. Mm-hmm. But Gemma, since we've finished with you, we'll start with you on this one. Do you have a favorite set of throwbacks that you like to see?
I really enjoy a lot of throwback uniforms. I like typefaces a lot. Mm. I liked the age of unique typefaces when a lot of different clubs made really, really bold choices with what they were choosing to how they were choosing to write their names. I like the old 70s Astros uniforms with the stripes.
Okay. You know? Tequila Sunrise.
Yes, era. Exactly. The big star on the left side. I enjoy those also because That Astros typeface is just what I think of when I think of the 70s. Like, that is what the 70s is written in for me.
Right. Yeah. It was like Sid and Marty Krofft designed it.
I also like the 70s Pirates uniforms. That's on my list. That's really high. The striped caps.
The 70s are just a great era for style.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And another thing is that they had the big, bright colors. No singular highlights, which is what's so popular right now. And I even like the A's 70s uniforms, the vests.
I love the Rays 70s uniforms. I am a huge fan of those. Dan, you're making a face. I know you're not a huge fan.
Not a big fan of those personally.
I love them.
I find the faux back trend to be somewhat odd, but mostly in an uncanny valley type way. just because it contradicts, you know, my understanding of reality, which just kind of unsettles me.
I understand being unsettled by it, and I think that's as good a reason to dislike them as any. But unfortunately, you're objectively wrong.
Oh, I see.
That's how it's going to be.
That is how it's going to be. But no, I think you're right. And I love this 70s just aesthetic in general. I think it's funny.
Yep, and what was everything made of? Just all the polyester in the world.
Yep.
Yeah, really tight, seemingly not particularly comfortable, I don't know.
Yeah.
But all the jerseys then were pullovers also, which is so different from what you're used to seeing today.
Yeah. Well, Dan, what's your favorite retro?
Well, you know, personally, to be honest, 70s is not really, you know, one of my favorites.
Okay.
I mean, what I really feel the most fondness for are the 90s designs. If I had to choose one, I would say I would select both of the two. Well, I just said one. But if I had to choose two, I would choose the two teams which entered Major League Baseball in 1998, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
You stole one of mine, but that's okay.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I have to say this. I just think they both made use of just the most... the pinnacle of 90s design, which is the colors, like for the Diamondbacks, teal and purple. Mm-hmm. For the Devil Rays, you know, I don't even, a rainbow gradient of hues, which both of which I just absolutely love. And they both had these really, you know, I know it's not necessarily related to the design, but both of their names were so long and unwieldy, necessitating double stacked word marks, which I just, you know, you would never see today. And I just think those were great, and they were so distinctive. Especially, I mean, if I had to single out one, I will single out the Diamondbacks, because I truly believe that was just the apogee of 90s sports design in baseball or otherwise. Just everything you could possibly imagine: teal, purple, shadowing, double stacked word marks, you know, 17 different uniforms. Everything about it was just so brilliantly 90s. And I do wish for the day when they will return to that very, very distinctive color scheme. Because as we know now, you know, they've followed the trend.
They're red.
And most other teams. Yeah. And going to a sort of more, I would say, retro-inspired, more old school type idea. Very similar to their Phoenix counterparts in hockey, the Phoenix Coyotes. And so I think that, you know, someday, perhaps, we will see things double back onto themselves, and we will go back to this era of bright colors, which I think would be fantastic.
I hope so, too. And yes, I was going to also say the 90s D-backs, because of I outed myself as a Hornets fan, and purple and teal I'm never going to turn away from, obviously. And I just think you're right. And pretty much everything you said, I'm gonna ditto all of that. But I'll throw in another one that I like and that you hear a lot of people having fondness for, which are the brown Padres jerseys.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, I really like, I wear a lot of brown clothes, and so I like brown as just a general clothing color, and I think it's a good color. I like the way that it, like, echoes the dirt on the field and the sort of nostalgia sepia tones of the past. I think that it evokes that as well, which I really like. And they're just rad looking uniforms too. I think that those I think that also makes it nice. Do you have strong opinions about brown, either of you?
I would love for the Padres to return to brown. I actually, you know, I've thought a lot about this.
Okay.
Like I have most uniform-related things.
Which is why you're here.
Which is why I took
our uniform expert.
Yes. And I think what would be a great thing for them to do, because they went to brown and yellow and brown and orange, right?
Right.
That was sort of in the 70s and 80s. We also know that they've had the camo jerseys for longer than almost anyone else. Mm-hmm. And although they've gone to more of a desert camo now, originally it was more of a jungle camo design, where it was sort of like olive green, khaki, some brown in there, maybe some black. I think it would be really cool if they sort of combined all of those ideas into one and made that their regular color scheme.
Oh.
So brown as kind of the primary color, like their hats, but then as accents, sort of an olive green, a kind of like a khaki sort of color. I think that would be really, really distinctive, but also not overly flashy. Not that I have a problem with that, as we established.
We want muted teals and purples and neons.
So calm.
But in the interest of it staying, with the fashion of the day.
Of course.
I think that would be really cool, personally.
Yeah, I'd like that. Any kind of patterned jersey. I think that's cool.
Would you like other patterns on jerseys? Would there be any other patterns or prints you would accept on jerseys?
Like a plaid jersey?
Yeah, like a plaid jersey.
Well, the Rays, they didn't have a jersey, but they had a plaid-billed hat at one point, right?
That's true.
I mean, they might have worn it a total of four times or something. That was, whatever happened to that? I mean, the plaid thing was really becoming kind of like a thing
if
for the Rays
at one
point.
If a club was going to have that now, who would have it? Who would adopt plaid or like gingham,
Well, I imagine Seattle
print.
Could have flannel.
All right.
Yeah, right? Isn't that like a Pacific Northwest thing?
Yeah, that is a Pacific Northwest thing.
Might be kind of warm in today's day and age to play in.
That's possible,
But too. They used to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I believe that actually the New York Giants used to have some plaid designs. This is in the 1910s.
Okay.
They actually had a pink design involving plaid, which it's way up there on my list of throwback jerseys I am dying to see.
Yeah.
Used in today's MLB.
Yes.
It's
seconded. Second that.
Everything about that just is very appealing to me. So
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Giants should adopt it, actually.
I would love for them to do that.
You grew up a Giants fan. You're a Giants fan.
Yes, indeed.
Would you own one of those jerseys and wear it?
Yes. If the Giants produced that jersey, I would buy it in a second.
Before we get to this last topic, I have to ask you this. Gemma is extremely opposed to people wearing jerseys to games.
You know
which
that.
I think
I
is
am,
ridiculous.
You know that I think that.
I think
not
that is ridiculous
people,
and silly.
Not all people. Well, just at a certain point, you're too old to wear jerseys.
Well, I would imagine
out.
Not
like,
all people, because eventually, you wouldn't be able to tell the players apart.
Do you play Major League Baseball? You can wear a jersey.
See, do you think it's okay to wear jerseys to the game or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I think, since we're here, Gemma, why don't you explain?
Well, you also
why?
Know, as I am with the glove, no glove debate, I'm pretty much, do what you want, but I am not going to wear a jersey to a game.
No one's forcing you to
I
wear
know,
a jersey.
I'm not saying that no one can do it. I just think that for me, in my situation, like, I don't play sports. I don't play for this baseball team. I just don't like jerseys. I don't, and I think at a certain point, it just becomes this, like, it just seems like a very childish item of clothing to me.
Oh my, this is unbelievable.
So, I don't wear them. Y'all can do what you want. It's okay. I won't even see you because I'll be late to the game.
I hate that. That is true. You will be late. But I will say, much like Dan, you're objectively wrong about this. He's
well, I think
he's
you both think I'm objectively wrong about this.
Well, it's fine if you don't personally want to,
mm-hmm.
but I think as
I
far...
I wouldn't ban them,
I think
know?
As far as it being a childish thing, I mean, if that's childish, I don't want to be
an
adult-ish.
Thank you.
Jerseys are like pajamas, though, and it's not, they're not real clothes.
Name one problem with pajamas. Would you wear pajamas to the ballpark?
No!
Really?
You're in public. You can't wear pajamas.
What about on pajama night? If they had a pajama night, would you wear pajamas to the ballpark?
I don't. No, I probably wouldn't even then.
I would compare it to, for instance, going to the premiere of a Harry Potter film,
okay.
wearing some sort of Harry Potter related outfit.
Okay.
Something else I've done proudly.
I've also done that. So.
I've done that
and
as
so,
well.
So we've all done it. All three of us here
the
can relate
cast
to that.
Is a safe space to admit that.
Yes. And so Gemma, I'm happy to hear that that's something that you like. And I say, I would put that in the same context. You know, it's a way to express your passion.
So there's something to me that's different about engaging with maybe a piece of fiction that you enjoy and wearing something themed, like, once or twice. You know what? Like, a jersey every now and then. Like, there are themed nights at ballparks, throwback jerseys for those special, like, 70s night, 80s night, okay. But I feel like so many people just wear these jerseys all the time, and it becomes, like, a grown adult wear these jerseys, and it becomes, like, a form of identity for them.
Do you have other clothes that you think people should not wear at all?
No, I don't. Again, do what you want. But it just, they attach to these jerseys in a way that makes me a little nervous.
You must have really not been a big fan of hip hop circa 2002 2004, is what I'm guessing.
That's a great point. That was just completely rife with jerseys.
I mean,
the whatever. I'm just going to drink my water.
I am going to drink my water. I just don't. It's really not, like, a very solid preference. I just think that people sometimes take jerseys and jersey wearing a little seriously.
As well they should.
Yes.
But let's move on to this last topic. Because you're wrong, and we don't need to hear
anymore. Wait, what did everybody dress up as for the Harry Potter premiere? That's what we all have to, I really would like to know.
Snape.
Harry. Sorry. It's the hair. I have the hair.
You do have the hair. Snape's good.
What about you?
I have a Hogwarts varsity sweater, so I wear that.
So you are like Hogwarts student extra?
Yeah, pretty much.
I had a Gryffindor Quidditch jersey.
Really?
I do not have it anymore.
I would love a Ravenclaw
horribly
Quidditch
threw
kit.
It away.
Was it accurate to those depicted
no,
on
it was
the screen?
Terrible. It looked more like a hockey jersey.
Interesting.
Okay.
But I wore it a lot because it was awesome.
It does sound
then
awesome.
Then when I went to college, I didn't bring it with me. And then, like, freshman year, I went home and I was like, Mom, where is my Gryffindor Quidditch jersey? And she was like, I gave it to charity. And I was like, no.
Tragic.
That's really sad.
Horrible.
It was really terrible. Sad. But before I reveal more sad, incredibly sad,
yeah, let's move
details
on before
of my childhood.
Yeah.
We got to talk about what we think we want uniforms to look like in the future. Now, I'm not going to put any rules on this, so this could be like 1,000 years in the future. This could be
next year,
whatever you want. Mm-hmm. But what do you hope to see in the uniforms of tomorrow, Dan?
Great question. I think, as we've discussed, I would love to see more bright colors. I would like, even if it's not bright, I don't even want to even say bright or not bright. I just want more teams to choose things that other teams don't have. Okay. I want them to be at the vanguard of color selection. I want teams to go places that other teams have never gone to before. You know, whether that means gray, whether that means brown, other than the Padres, whether that means pink, whether that means just combinations of two other colors that have never been done before. You know, I really just want that to happen in baseball and other sports, because I think we all win when we have more choices. And I just think it's much more appealing to me to see a league that is represented by a wide variety of colors than one that isn't.
Okay. I hear that. I appreciate that.
I feel
that.
Like we need a Project Runway just for MLB.
I would love that.
Yeah. Challenge. Just 30 challenges every week. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, Gemma, what do you want to see in the future?
Well, I jumped pretty far in the future when I was thinking about
this. Okay, that's fine. That's acceptable.
Great. Like maybe 75 years or so. Maybe actually a little bit less, because I don't know. Technology is speedier than ever.
When we pass the singularity, or will we be before?
Well, I think this is still pre-singularity.
Got it, okay.
So I was thinking about uniform technology, really, and you know how there are all these new compression shirts and stuff that can monitor your heartbeat and tell you things about your body and like what kind of calories you're burning. So I eventually think that this will just be a very easy wearable fabric that will exist, and uniforms will be made out of this. And then I was also thinking about Giancarlo Stanton's body paint cover, and I was like, maybe at a certain point, uniforms will just be so high tech that you can paint on like this layer that will just tell you all of this stuff about your body and your and then you'll wash it off at the end of the game.
But doesn't that seem like way more work than putting on a shirt?
Oh yeah, it seems like way more work. I have. But it was just so fun for me to think about. Like, that, you don't have to do laundry. You just do this, and then you take a shower at the end of the game, and it's done.
Yeah, okay.
It's highly impractical. This would never actually work.
For fashion reasons.
For fashion reasons. Yeah. It's a very high concept uniform.
That's true. It's like a non-uniform.
Yes.
It's like a veritable deconstruction of a uniform.
Exactly. This is my Project Runway pitch, in fact. And it's going to be a pink Chilliwitch pattern. That's what it's going to be.
Well, I'm sure you have 30 suitors right now who are eagerly awaiting your official pitch of that.
Yeah, 75 years in the future, though, when there's like nanobot paint.
Yeah, well, and we'll all be, you know, we'll be living full, healthy lives with with you know our life extension technology.
Many bionic limbs.
Many bionic
we'll probably
limbs.
Be playing Major League Baseball.
That's what will be the Cut 4 League.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like 100 leagues of Major League Baseball. But yeah, so mine, I went way, way more low concept. Mine is very simple. But it is, I think it's good, though, and I think people will really appreciate it. I think it solves some of your issues, Gemma, that you have with jerseys as a fashion choice. Collars.
Oh, okay.
Go with me. Go with me here. Follow me for 1 second.
Wait, I hate them more
now. But wait, hang on. So a lot of people have, you know, a dress code in their office, right? We work at Major League Baseball, which means, thankfully, we have a dress code, but we also can wear baseball jerseys to the office because we work for baseball. Not a lot of people, not everybody has that. Or for, you know, there may be a high school student somewhere who goes to a private school with a dress code that requires collared shirts. Well, now you can wear your baseball jersey to work, to school, to formal functions because it has a collar.
But in all other respects, is it still a jersey? Yes, a jersey like I could buy right now.
Well, it's not like somebody just tacked a collar onto the jerseys they have now. They're designed to be sort of collared shirts.
So this is a collar that can have a tie tied around
you
it.
Could
it
have has a tie. A top button.
Well, and see, that's the other thing. Yeah, so like you could button it up like a dress shirt, and if you wanted to have a tie, that would be an option. So like, you know, if you're a pitcher who feels particularly stylish, you could maybe wear a team-themed tie on your jersey.
Okay.
Right?
So.
And then the fans could then wear them and wear the ties, and that's like part of the jersey. So like if you're like Tim Lincecum, let's say he wanted to wear a tie, just again, go with me.
Okay.
And now you're a Giants fan and you want to wear a
Tim
Lincecum jersey.
Well, why not just step this up? Do you remember those wetsuits that we saw that were just full suits?
Yes.
Why not just a onesie jersey that is that it looks like it's multiple pieces of clothing, but it's not. It's like that wetsuit that we saw.
Yeah. It's just, I want like a jersey though, because it should be like jersey fabric. You know what I mean? That performance kind of fabric that they use.
Would the collar be made of that too?
Yeah, it can be. There's no rules.
Yeah, I mean, they make compression shirts, but golf shirts in that type of
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like a golf shirt.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I can picture this better now.
Yeah, like that. Okay. Not as like, you know, oh, I'm going to the driving range to work on my swing. It's a little bit more stylish than that, but like it looks like a jersey you would have now, sort of stylistically. But in terms of the cut, it's a collared shirt.
So I mean, they have soccer jerseys that are kind of
that
like
was
that.
Where I got my inspiration for this. Okay. Some soccer jerseys. Uh-huh. Right?
Well, I think that they also had baseball jerseys like this, probably if you went back to roughly the 1870s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
You see it sometimes
back
then.
Have you ever, as a team, ever had a throwback jersey that went back that far?
I don't.
That would be cool.
That
would be really cool. I don't know. I can't think of
one off
the top of my
head. I would dress up for that theme night.
You would wear that?
That would be an exception.
I don't think I would wear that jersey. I would dress up like it was 1870. Oh, okay. I don't know what that would mean.
I think this is a great idea, personally. I think it's probably the best idea of the three of ours.
Okay.
Well, noted. Yours are both doable. Mine is the complete flight of fancy that would be utterly impractical and unworkable for actual athletes. So.
That's true.
Well, who's to say?
Yeah.
You had the vision.
People said the same thing about
make it happen.
Know,
about having two different shoes for left and right.
Look at that.
Did they say that?
Look who has the last laugh now.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, those didn't exist
really
until like 1900.
Thanks for backing me up on this one. This
of
weird.
Hey, like I said, this is a very safe space for us to share our nerdiest ideas about things. If you
robes,
have an idea,
Quidditch robes, that's what I should have said. For all 30
and the best
clubs.
Part about the collared shirt, a Hogwarts student can wear it.
Well, see, they would need a robe with it as well.
Right, but you know, they all wear ties.
So
and that is true.
So
depending on the situation.
All good there. Yeah.
If you have an idea of your favorite jerseys or of your favorite retro uniforms, or if you have thoughts on what you hope uniforms look like in the future, I'm not talking to you, Dan. I'm not talking to you, Jim. I'm talking to you listening right now. If you have any of those ideas, you can tweet them at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. We will retweet some of the best ones. And we'll appreciate reading them, certainly, and you may have better ideas than the three of us, or you can show support for one of our three ideas. But now what I'd like to do is we've had a long, sprawling conversation that has touched on many subjects. And what we need to do is just refine all of that knowledge and all of that information down into one digestible chunk of words, 140 characters. Dare I say one tweet that summarizes the entire podcast. You can have hashtags, you can mention other people. Dan, since you're new, since you haven't done this before, we are going to ask you to do it. So Dan, summarize everything into 140 characters whenever you're ready.
I can't guarantee you that my verbal 140 characters measure.
That's okay. We'll perfect. Just play it by ear.
But I would say we put three Harry Potter cosplayers in a room to talk about sports design, sports uniform design. What happened next will leave you amazed.
I think that's the best one that we've ever done.
It may be a little long, but I will say...
Tweet longer. Yeah.
To part one, part two.
Yeah.
I would retweet both.
Uh-huh. I would too.
Very good.
Also the most accurately descriptive.
Yeah, definitely. Easily the most accurately descriptive. Mm-hmm. And it will amaze you.
Absolutely.
The result.
Oh, yeah.
Gemma.
I didn't bring notes this time. Are you proud of me?
I'm extremely proud of you.
Okay.
Gemma normally has a notebook and attempts to game the system.
So does Ian, okay.
Thankfully, she has it now. So the desk is clear.
I know.
Give us your tweet.
Okay. Everything retro is good, especially 70s Astros uniforms. Hashtag future body paint.
Okay. Okay, I will favorite that.
Thanks. I don't want that, though.
Dan,
I need a
would
retweet.
You favorite
I don't,
a retweet
I don't
that?
Need your favorites.
Yeah. I would definitely favorite. I'd give serious thought to retweeting.
And then decide
not promising
it.
Anything, but quite likely.
Okay, my turn. I will say, collared jerseys are the wave of the future. Hashtag, bring your jersey to work day.
That's good. You know what? That's good.
And then when it's an enormous trend, people will go back and see that this was exactly.
The beginning
zero.
Of bring your jersey
exactly.
To work day.
Exactly.
The day that I call in sick because I don't want to see a bunch of adults wearing jerseys.
Well, good. I'm glad that Debbie Downers are going to be there to ruin everybody else's day. If you're listening now and you have a better recap of our podcast than we do, which again,
you probably do.
Please tweet it at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast so that we actually know what we talked about for the past half hour. Thank you so much for listening. You can find more of this content at MLB.com/Cut4. You can follow us on Twitter at Cut4. You can like us on Facebook. And you can subscribe to this very podcast on iTunes, and we will magically be delivered to you by baseball fairies into your mobile listening device. That will happen for real. That's actually that technology. I have that on word from Steve Jobs. That's how that works. So
too soon.
Not cool, Dan. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Dakota Gardner.
I'm Gemma Kaneko.
I'm Dan Wohl.
Thanks for joining us, Dan. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.